I convey this message to you, whom I have stirred with the sound of my voice. These words are my signature. You may bring your doubt, your fear, your faith, or your courage. It matters not, for you will be touched by the rhythm of my voice. It moves through you like a beam of light
that sweeps, if only for a moment, the darkness aside. I dwell in a frequency of light in which finite beings cannot uncover me. If you search for me, you will fail. I am not found or discovered. I am only realized in oneness,
unity, and wholeness. It is the very same oneness that you feel when you are interconnected with all of life.
For I am this, and this alone.
I am all of life.
I am all.
If you must search for me, then practice the feeling of wholeness and unity. In my deepest light, I created you from my desire to understand my universe.
You are my emissaries.
You are free to journey the universe of universes as particles from my infinite womb with destinies that you alone will write. I do not prescribe your journey or your journey's aim.
I only accompany you. I do not pull you this way or that.
Nor do I punish you when you stray from my heart. This I do as an outcome of my belief in you. You are the heirs of my light, which gave you form. It is my voice that awakened you to individuality. But it will be your will
that will awaken you to our unity.
It is your desire to know me as yourself that brings you to my presence, so perfectly hidden from your world.
I am behind everything you see, hear, touch, taste, smell, feel, and
believe.
I live for your discovery of me.
It is the highest expression of my love for you.
And while you search for my shadows in the stories of the world,
I, the indelible, invisible light, grow increasingly visible.
Imagine the furthest point in space, beneath a black portal, casting some distant galaxy and then multiply this distance by the highest numeric value you know.
Congratulations. You have measured an atom of my body. Do you realize how I am unfathomable? I am not what you can know or see.
Or understand. I am outside comprehension.
I am outside comprehension.
My vastness makes me invisible and unavoidable. There is nowhere you can be.
There is nowhere you can be without me. My absence does not exist.
It is this very nature that makes me unique. I am first cause and last effect, connected in an undivided chain. There is no supplication that stirs me.
No prayer that invites me further into your world unless it's attended with the feeling of unity and wholeness.
Feeling of unity and
there is no temple or sacred object that touches me. They do not, nor have they ever, brought you closer to my outstretched hand.
My presence in your world is unalterable, for I am the sanctuary of both the cosmos
and the one soul inside you. I could awaken each of you in this very moment to our unity. But there is a larger design, a more comprehensive vision
that places you in the boundaries of time and the spatial dimensions of separateness.
This design requires a progression into my wholeness.
That reacquaints you with our unity through the experience of separation.
Your awakening, while slow and sometimes painful, is assured. And this you must trust above all else. I am the ancestral father
of all creation.
I am a personality that lives inside each of you as a vibration that emanates from all parts of your existence.
I reside in this dimension as your beacon. If you follow this vibration,
if you place it at the core of your journey, you will contact my personality that lives beneath the particles of your existence.
See, none of it was real. It was illusion. It was illusion.
Not to be feared or held in indifference. My presence is immediate, tangible, and real. You are now in my presence. Hear my words.
You are in my presence. You are within me more than I am within you.
You are the veneer of my mind and heart.
And yet you think yourself the product of an ape. You are so much more than you realize.
Our union was, is, and will be forevermore.
You are my blessed offspring
with whom I am intricately connected in means that you cannot understand and therefore appreciate. You must suspend your belief and disbelief in what you cannot sense.
In exchange for knowing that I am real and live within you.
This is my central message to all my offspring. Hear it well, for in it you may find the place in which I dwell.
My central message. I convey this message to you. I stirred with the sound of my voice. These words are my signature. You may bring your doubt, your fear, your faith, or your courage. It matters not. For you will be touched by the rhythm of my voice. It moves through you like a beam of light that sweeps if moved. The darkness aside. I dwell in a frequency of light in which finite beings cannot uncover me. If you search for me, you will fail. I am not found or discovered. I am only realized in oneness, unity, and wholeness. It is the very same oneness that you feel when you are interconnected with all of life. For I am this, and this alone. I am all of life.